A British Airways flight to Washington, D.C. has been canceled for the second day in a row because of security concerns. Concern about Flight 223 began on New Year's Eve when passengers arriving from London were held on the runway for hours while they went through additional screening. NPR's Larry Abramson is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Why the focus on this flight?
Well, security officials won't give the exact reason why they're focusing on this particular flight, but clearly there is a mix of information that they're getting that's targeting specific flights and also hits on databases that show that suspicious passengers are intending to board these flights. A combination of these things seem to be leading to the cancellation of this particular flight. And as you mentioned, this flight was first subjected to additional screening on Wednesday night. The passengers had to sit on the plane for 5 hours while it was on the tarmac. Then yesterday they canceled the flight entirely, and of course when the plane can't get to Washington, the return flight from Washington to Heathrow also has to be canceled. And today they decided to repeat that again. However, it's worth pointing out that several flights have been canceled. Two Aeromexico flights were canceled going into LAX, which is a target of particular concern for U.S. authorities, or their concern that is a target for terrorists, and six Paris to Los Angeles flights were canceled last week, again because officials seem to have information about these particular flights and perhaps about specific individuals. And of course, they only know whether these individuals are actually boarding the plane, sometimes at the very last minute.
Well, there are reports that the Air France cancellations were based on incorrect information.
That's right. The Wall Street Journal's European edition ran a story saying that when some of the names of the people who were boarding these Air France flights were run through a database, first they sent up red flags about these people, that they were terrorists or associates of terrorists, and then later turned out to be harmless old ladies and people of that nature. Homeland Security officials in the United States will not comment on these reports, but they said it's not impossible because frequently names send up red flags on the initial run through the database, and then they will do secondary screening of these names, try to figure out whether the names are simply similar or misspellings of certain names, and we'll find out that in fact the person is somebody else or they're harmless. So they're saying even if this were true, even if there was a case of mistaken identity, that's how the procedure works. They have to do additional screening. Sometimes they're not able to do all of the screening they'd like to before a flight takes off, so the flight doesn't take off.
Is there any indication that this extra scrutiny has turned up anything suspicious?
There isn't. When this plane was held on the ground at Dulles Wednesday evening, nobody was arrested. One woman was apparently questioned extensively, but nobody was detained, and no suspicious items were found. U.S. officials are clearly trying to send out a message that they will go to any lengths to make sure that all of these flights are safe, and they're clearly struggling to transfer all of the passenger and intelligence information that they're getting in, and at the same time allowing the busy travel holiday season to continue without inconveniencing people. It clearly is inconveniencing quite a number of people.
NPR's Larry Abramson.